If you look at the first problem on the learning target, the problem is 7 times 2 to the second power divided by 14. And on the outside of the parentheses is the third power minus 6. According to PEMDAS, parentheses is the first thing in PEMDAS. So we have to do whatever is inside the parentheses first. In a way, you have to do PEMDAS inside the parentheses. So we have to solve 2 to the second power, which is 2 times 4, 2, which equals 4. So now it is 7 times 4 divided by 14, third power minus 6. Next thing you would do is 7 times 4, which is 28, and that divided by 14 is 2. Now that we are done with the parentheses, we need to do the exponents. The problem now is 2 to the third power minus 6. Now we need to do the exponents. 2 to the third power is also known as 2 times 2 times 2, which is 8. The new simplified expression is 8 minus 6. Finally, you would do 8 minus 6, which gets you 2. So, Brandon, what did we learn today?
An example is, Caroline has a closet floor that is 2 by 2, and she wants to make it 7 times bigger, so her 14 friends can have their own space. Then she decides she wants to make her side of the closet 3 times bigger, but 6 of her friends leave. How do we solve the problem?
PEMDAS is an order that does equations first is parentheses, which would mean if you see parentheses in an equation, that would be the first thing you would do. Next would be E in PEMDAS, and that stands for exponents. Caroline already talked about exponents, so you know what that means. After exponents, you would do multiplication. So let's say there was parentheses and then multiplication. You would do parentheses first, then multiplication. Next after multiplication is addition. That means you would do division. My bad, not addition, division. That means division stands for D. And then after that, there is subtraction. After that is addition, not subtraction. So let's say there's parentheses, multiplication, and division, and subtraction. Even though there's no exponents, you would still go in the order and skip to the next one that's in the problem. You don't have to remember all this. An easy way to remember is, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, which stands for everything that I said. What are some examples of these problems?
Hi, my name is Caroline, and some common mistakes of exponents are, when there's a problem like 3 squared, you might think just to multiply 3 times 2 and get 6, but that's wrong. You actually want to multiply 3 times 3 to get 9. That applies to any exponents. Now let's talk about PEMDAS. Take it away, Robin.
If you look at the first problem on the learning target, the problem is 7 times 2 to the second power divided by 14, and on the outside of the parentheses is the third power minus 6. According to PEMDAS, parentheses is the first thing in PEMDAS. So we have to do whatever is inside the parentheses first. In a way, you have to do PEMDAS inside the parentheses. So we have to solve 2 to the second power, which is 2 times 4, 2, which equals 4. So now it is 7 times 4 divided by 14, third power minus 6. Next thing you would do is 7 times 4, which is 28, and that divided by 14 is 2. Now that we are done with the parentheses, we need to do the exponents. The problem now is 2 to the third power minus 6. Now we need to do the exponents. 2 to the third power is also known as 2 times 2 times 2, which is 8. The new simplified expression is 8 minus 6. Finally, you would do 8 minus 6, which gets you 2. So, Brandon, what did we learn today?